The aim of our Living with Diabetes podcasts is to share information and inspire, and we endeavour to ensure that the information provided in them is accurate. It's not a substitute for medical or health advice from a healthcare professional who's aware of the facts and circumstances of your individual situation. We always recommend that advice be sought from your GP or diabetes nurse before making any changes to medication or before using any products or services referenced by DRWF. DRWF will not be held liable or responsible for failure to seek competent medical or health advice from a professional who's familiar with your situation. Views, information, or opinions contained in podcasts do not necessarily represent opinions, standards, or policies of DRWF. The inclusion of details about products or services does not indicate DRWF endorsement of them.
Hello and welcome to the latest podcast in our series, Living with Diabetes, brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. I'm Claire Levy, and in this special edition, we're paying tribute to the late Linwood Newman, a long-term volunteer and supporter of the charity going back to 2006. Sadly, he passed away early in 2021 after a short battle with cancer. Here's an excerpt of his enthusiastic interview with us for the podcast a few years ago.
Yes, now that was an interesting idea, something for the children and everything, of, wearing the Captain Insulin outfit. Okay, it was a flash outfit, but somebody put a nice logo on there, DRWF, and I wear it with pride. It's when I put the Captain Insulin on, I'm representing diabetes. And so, you know, it's funny. You're just the suit. It's like acting. You are now the character as soon as you put the suit on and all. And yeah.
So you were wearing it recently at the Diabetes Wellness Day South.
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
Mm-hmm. We had the great battle. Norma Jane put the big sig on. And we had this little devilish thing of, oh, let's start something. So she gets on the outfit, I get on the outfit, and all of a sudden everybody's taking pictures of us with this battle.
Because you won, didn't you?
I won, yes. This was it. It was a defeat. But the toughest part of doing it, I could not stop laughing. I'm glad there was no sound coverage of it because I just couldn't stop laughing as we went along. It was just so funny. You've got a crowd now. Well, you may as well entertain them.
Fantastic.
Yes.
DRWF Chief Executive Sarah Tutton told me he made a big impression on everyone he met.
There are many memories of Linwood, I think, over the years. Seeing him breeze through our office door, wanting to be an integral part of our team, sitting in our office, stuffing envelopes behind mounds of envelopes, and he was always happy. Always big smile, always full of jokes and little anecdotes, but just always so willing to get involved, feel that he was making a difference. He loved, I think, coming along to our wellness events where he felt that he could offer support, but also gain support himself, and made lots of friends, not just amongst the DRWF team, but with the people that attended those events, and really just created that really merry band of volunteers that felt such an integral part of everything that DRWF did. Mm. Yeah, he's just such an amazing spirit, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I spoke to DRWF's education event coordinator, Lee Calladine. He remembers meeting Linwood in 2006, introducing him to the charity and ultimately helping him to transform into his distinctive alter ego, Captain Insulin.
I met Linwood right back in the beginning, so 16 years ago, when I first started at the charity. The opportunity came up to go and do an open university course called, an Understanding Diabetes course, and it was for healthcare professionals and people that have got diabetes, because I've got type 1 myself, have had for about 20 years. That was a distance learning course. Most of it was online, but there were several classes that we had to attend in person. And the first one I went to, I was sat next to Linwood, and we started talking about diabetes, what kind of insulin we were on. He had type 2, but was on insulin. And as you do, we got chatting, we were swapping stories. I started talking about the charity and the work that we do. And the next time I saw him, I took loads of our materials in for him. And it just so happened that within weeks of that first meeting, we were going on our Active with Diabetes walking event in Shropshire. And Linwood signed up, came with me on that event. We actually drove up together because, you know, he was going to get the train, but I said, no, let's share the journey. And that was it, really. After that, he came to our wellness days, our residential weekends, and he became our kind of, you know, like wingman. He was our Uber volunteer that was there helping with everything, you know, from the start to the finish of the event.
And I think you invented Captain Insulin, didn't you?
Yeah. We had, at one of the Wellness Day South events, we decided one year to invite local families with little ones with type 1. And we invited some DSNs, paediatric DSNs from Southampton, and dietitians. And we had the kids making fruit and vegetable superheroes and characters, and the dietitians would carb count them and try and get the kids learning a little bit about managing their carbs and doses. And so we thought, well, how can we make that a bit more interactive? So we asked Linwood if he would dress up as a superhero. So we got him a costume, and Linwood decided he was going to call it Captain Insulin. And he made a utility belt with a blood glucose meter and some test strips and an insulin pen and all sorts of other diabetes paraphernalia. And it was supposed to be for that one event, but Linwood loved it so much that Captain Insulin started coming out at every event, everywhere we went. And before we knew it, Linwood was Captain Insulin. And 16 years, Captain Insulin was with us at every event. And every office meeting that he came to, he even wore the costume when he came in to stuff envelopes. When he went to Zumba, you know, he did it in his local community. So Captain Insulin became known, not just here, but everywhere.
Yeah.
And he did lots of charity work at home. He did talks for us across Weymouth. He went to do talks to schools, to the police force, to the fire brigade, the ambulance service. He went into prisons and did talks about diabetes to the prisoners. He always wore his costume. It was his persona. He was a holistic practitioner. He did homeopathy, and he donated all of his fees from that to us. But I know that sometimes he wore Captain Insulin when he was doing his treatments. So, yeah, that became... Linwood was Captain Insulin.
Yeah, just amazing. As you say, it was a one-off, and then it just took over his life, didn't it?
It did. It was amazing. Took over our lives.
I'm Leda Newman, and I'm the widow of Linwood Newman, who sadly passed away at about this time, 1 year ago, as he wanted, at home, in his own bed, surrounded by everything that was his. So I was very relieved that that happened to him.
I spoke to Leda about her life with Linwood and his subsequent support for DRWF when she came into the charity's offices to mark the first anniversary of his death.
He was the most amazing man. The word polymath is a posh word that describes somebody who's very multi-talented. He was involved in so many activities. He was so beloved by everybody. And his main interests were supporting DRWF, which he did, can I use the word, with a vengeance. He was so amazing as far as that was concerned. He did so many things for DRWF. He was very much, the word champion, quite honestly, is understates his commitment to the organisation. And even days before he passed away, he was not at all well, but he still insisted on helping out with the editing of the latest newsletter that Richie had sent him. And he was involved in many activities in the town. He was keen on his fitness. I can't begin to list all these different activities that he was involved in one way and another. It was absolutely stunning.
Including his paper round?
Oh, his paper round was very important to him. And even when he became quite ill, he still insisted he did his paper round. And there was only basically a few days before he passed away that he wasn't able to get up and do the paper round. And everybody who knew him along the route, going down to the shop to collect the papers and walking back, he waved at everybody. Carrot dog biscuits, obviously, for those who were dog walkers. And the man who drove the huge truck to Marks and Spencer's in the morning to deliver whatever Marks and Spencer did order, he, when it came to Christmas, he always stopped the huge truck and blocked the traffic so he could give him a Christmas present. I mean, he was so beloved by people, and a lot of people, even on his route doing the paper round, there would be people who lived along the route who knew that he would come by, and they were perhaps people on their own, and they would run out the house and they would say to him, "Oh, do you think you can come in and change a light bulb or do something for me?" It was unbelievable. The paper round itself, if he didn't stop, actually took less than an hour. He was gone every day for at least 3 hours doing the round.
And that fitness, I think, helped initially when he was first diagnosed, didn't
it? Yes, it did. He was very fit. And in fact, in 2017, one of my dearest friend's husbands passed away. They, at that time, lived in Ludlow. And David had been a major in one of the army regiments. And when David passed away, Linwood said, "Oh, we've got to go to the funeral. I got to go there and pay respects." And although they had contacted local military organisations in the Ludlow area, no one was prepared to go and take a standard and do the necessary military respect for somebody who had been a major in the army. And so we went on the train up to Ludlow for him to actually do that. And at the end of the funeral service, they had arranged in the church for a buffet for all those people that had attended. Now, my friend's son, he had just retired 3 months earlier from the RAF. And he said to Linwood, "My goodness," he said, "you look fine in your uniform." And he said, "Oh yes, this is my uniform that I wore when I was still in the military." Bear in mind that he retired in 1991 and it was still the same uniform. And this fellow said, "I tried to put my uniform on today to come to my dad's funeral." He said, "I can't fit in it." It was because he insisted on keeping fit. Because he suffered with diabetes, as all the Newman household does, the whole tribe, they all without fail are diabetics. He himself remembered his mother having not looked after herself with her diabetes because of the lack of education in America about diabetes. If you listen to Americans talking about diabetes, the information that they will give you as to their treatment and management you and I would go, what? That was used to happen 20 years ago. It doesn't happen here. You know, we have different views. They're years out of date back there. Sorry to say that. But he remembered his mother, because she didn't have the education like we have in the UK to manage her diabetes, she ended up blind and losing one of her legs. Mm. And he said, that is not going to happen to me. And fitness is one of the keys to maintaining a healthy diabetic life, which he did.
Mm. Yeah. And he was in the military for how many years?
He did 20 years service, including a tour in to do with the Vietnam War.
And he was very much part of the scene where you live, wasn't he? I remember photographs of him every year for...
Oh, he was, as I said to you earlier, they, on Monday, Commonwealth Day, there was a flag-raising ceremony. He would always be there carrying a standard. Sometimes it was an American one, sometimes it was for somebody else. And when I went down on Monday to the ceremony, the lady who's in charge of the local council, she turned to me and she went, oh, you're here. Linwood's here.
Oh.
Yeah. Because he supported the military in on all the sort of big events that go on in Weymouth. To do with military activities. He was an associate member of the RAF, the Royal Navy, the Merchant Navy, the Aidens Vet, the Tank Regiment. We have a very big veterans hub in Weymouth because of, you know, the former connections with the military. And he was involved with them, so many of the organisations. And when it was the day of the funeral, the whole of Weymouth was brought to a complete standstill, as Lee might have told you. The whole of Weymouth came to a complete halt because so many people came out, literally in their thousands, to pay their respects, although there was lockdown. And when we arrived at the crematorium, there were 22 military standards waiting to march in front of the hearse to the front doors of the crematorium, which was absolutely amazing. They organise other events like, you know, for example, Remembrance Sunday, Armistice Day. They can't muster as many standards as that day.
That's just such a nice testament to his
popularity. It was absolutely amazing. All kinds of mayors, both current and former, who knew him, they automatically turned up and stood outside and waited until the service was over and done with. The Lord Lieutenant came out. He's a funny man. He makes me laugh. And he said to me not so long ago, he said, Leda, I hate going to all these events. And I said to him, why is that? He said, because Linwood's not here to support me and encourage me. And that is true. So many people relied on him, you know, to support them, whatever was happening, and encourage people and so on. He was amazing.
And I think he knew the importance, and you've touched on it with his mother, and I know we've covered that with him in a podcast, but the education side, I think he really, really supported that, didn't he?
Yeah.
And our events.
Oh, yeah. When... You know, when it was when it's Diabetes Week, whenever that is,
November 14th.
He would get dressed up as Captain Insulin and go into the hospital in Dorchester dressed as Captain Insulin. And the team at the Diabetes Centre always used to say to him, you probably know more about diabetes than we do. Because of his involvement with yourselves, with DRWF, but his studies, as Lee was talking about earlier, of going on this course to do with the Open University to do with diabetes. So many things he knew about, and he was very keen to disseminate that information out to people.
Yeah, he was such a lovely man. And I will just ask you, I know it wasn't your most favourite bit of fundraising, but I will ask you about the skydive. Linwood did the 15,000 foot skydive.
He did. The reason it caused a spot of a domestic was he didn't discuss it. He signed up and then told me afterwards, and I would have appreciated if we could have had the conversation.
I think he got a bit excited, didn't he?
He got enthusiastic about it. But you see, he thought he would only raise a little bit of money, and it was £2,000 or something amazing.
Well, he had his tabard, didn't he, when he was doing his paper round, and I think people were giving him money along the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so many people knew. And of course, he used to go to 4 fitness classes a week. And so the people who attended the fitness, they all sponsored him through all his connections to do with the military and other charitable works. People supported him and sponsored him. He couldn't believe it, how much it was.
Lee Calladine remembers the moment when he joined me, Linwood, and 3 other volunteers for that very skydive.
So that was 6 years ago?
Probably.
Yep, he did the skydive, and it was, if I remember well, there was a team of 6 of us, and we raised about £10,500 between us.
Yeah.
And I think we all stuck to the 10,000 foot jump, and Linwood went straight in for the 15,000. And he did it 2 more times.
Yeah, he just absolutely loved it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and bonkers. So did we.
Yeah, well, we did. We had a great day, didn't we?
Even though they dragged us out kicking and screaming. We wanted to go again.
No, it was a good day.
Yeah, I just remember you going over the edge of the... as they moved us down the plane, and I was at the back, strapped to my instructor. I was actually not scared at all, and I was really looking forward to doing the jump. And I just had one tiny little wobble when I saw you go out the plane. And I thought...
There's no time to think, though, is there?
No.
On the floor, at the door.
Out.
Yeah, it was a good day, that.
It was awesome.
And we've got him on video, of course.
Yes, of course.
And he was so enthusiastic. He just said, yeah, let's do it, which was very Linwood, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great
totally
day.
Totally fearless.
Let's do it.
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah.
I'll see you out there.
Yeah.
Okay, hold your harness.
Yes, so Linwood was an amazing volunteer for us, an Uber volunteer, we might call him. But what difference do volunteers make to the charity?
Huge amount. Yeah, volunteers are integral, really, to everything that we can do in terms of developing and widening our reach of the diabetes community. So we're a very, very small team, just 13 of us. And, you know, we couldn't put on things like our diabetes wellness days that might cater for upward of 250 delegates if it weren't for those really motivated and committed volunteers that help out at those events. We wanted to share our memories with Leda, and so she was invited to come along to the office so that we could show her how much Linwood meant to us, share some of those little stories, anecdotes, etc. and paid tribute to a very special friend. Today we've also launched our much-loved tribute to Linwood, which is an amazing space where we can invite lots of people to share their memories of Linwood online via our website. I think Leda was really touched to be part of today. She's hugely supportive of DRWF. You know, she knows that it meant so much to Linwood, and it means a lot to us that we can show her how much Linwood meant to us.
I'm really very, very touched about that page, because I think so many people will be able to access the page and bring to bear their happy memories, which I think is absolutely wonderful. I'm delighted about it. I really am. I'm very touched indeed. It's been a bit overwhelming today, one way and another, as you can imagine. And I think anybody who has known him within DRWF, whether it's a volunteer, whether it's somebody who has benefited from his knowledge, whether it is a member of staff or anything else like that, if they can remember him, he would be very pleased. But he was actually, in many ways, a very modest man, and he wouldn't want a huge fuss to be made of him. He would just want the, shall I say, his outpourings to be remembered and developed and taken forward.
DRWF, staying well until a cure is found.
Linwood sat on the editorial board for DRWF's newsletter, Diabetes Wellness News. He was particularly interested in all the research we fund, and Leda remained impressed with this aspect of our work.
You're right on top of new science that's going on. You're right on top of the research. And there's a lot of information coming down the road on type 2. Type 1, yes, there's a lot of things that are going on there. There's new science that's working to make life a bit better for them. Quality of life, I'll call it. Now, the MODY, maturity onset diabetes for the young. LADA is the late onset diabetes, let's say, for the older people, because you're getting a lot of people, let's say probably 1-2% of the population that carry a gene, which is a diabetes gene, and it has to be passed from one to the other. Well, that was science that just wasn't known, but it's part of DRF's program. So anybody with diabetes, and let's not forget the carer, we're giving them more information. And I think when you have, you're striving to stay alive until a cure is found, let's say, you've got these other things that are happening.
I always look at research as being such an amazing source of development. And one of the things, I know this is not to do with diabetes, but excuse me saying this, you look at going back, say, 30 years ago, there were not many cancer treatments around, but it was a subject that was becoming very important to people, and as a consequence, a lot of money has been thrown at cancer. And as a result nowadays, people, by and large and in the main, if they're diagnosed with a cancer, there are a lot of treatments out there, and there are more and more developments going on. And vis-a-vis Linwood with myeloma, when he was first diagnosed in 2018, there were developments which altered how it was perceived by the time he passed away. And the sad thing is that if only a lot more money were directed towards diabetes and the understanding of diabetes, it would cure a major problem, because so many people these days have diabetes for one reason or another. A lot of it is to do with education, but a lot is to do with the development of the right kinds of drugs to treat people. And I'm sorry that, unfortunately, I'm not wanting to make an onerous comparison between one thing and another, but if that kind of money that is devoted to cancer, if only it could be diverted to something like diabetes, I won't say you're going to find a cure, because you're never going to find a cure for that, because unfortunately there are certain kinds of diabetes, like I've just said to you about Linwood, and every member of their family has diabetes. And when you look at them, you can't say, oh, it's because they overeat or anything else like that. It's a genetic thing in that particular case. If only we could spend a lot more money on research, and there is a lot of research going on, of course, as we know, and it is amazing what they are discovering. And I hope that things are going to improve enormously in the next few years for people.
So I think if we can publicise a bit more about our research, do you think that that would encourage people to donate?
I do, and I think that unfortunately, and I apply this to other, shall I say, conditions, there isn't enough information going out to the general public about the research projects that are underway and what the results of those researches are. I mean, I know that DRWF funds an awful lot of very interesting projects. Some of them are quite short term, some are really long term, and then you've got the others in between. But you have to say that unless you're involved, like Linwood was, you don't know what is going on, you don't know what the end result has been. And I do think it is a shame. It's all very well raising the money, but you don't see the end result, you don't hear the end result. I mean, that's not to say you don't completely, but you are less likely to hear what it is. And I'm sorry that, and I hope that now, with all the new technology that's coming on for disseminating information out on the internet and so on, a lot more can be done to publicise the researches that are going on and the research projects. And I think one of the other things is we assume, many people assume, that the best research must go on in other countries. No, a lot of the best research actually goes on here in the UK. We are an amazing country. And I think we forget that we are often the leading country with our scientific endeavours and our research endeavours. We are an amazing country.
I asked DRWF Chief Executive Sarah Tutton if there's enough awareness and understanding of the charity's research side and what's being funded.
I think that's an interesting question. So we routinely ask that question of our Diabetes Wellness Network every couple of years. So our Diabetes Wellness Network are people with all types of diabetes that support the charity and receive a monthly copy of our Diabetes Wellness News. And we do some profiling in that audience to ensure that what we provide for them is fit for purpose. And one of the key questions that we ask routinely is, what do you know about the research that we fund? What do you think is important in terms of current and potentially future research that we should be investing in? And it's a question that really engages people. We get a lot of feedback and a lot of interest in the research that we publish, particularly in the Diabetes Wellness News. So whilst I don't really know whether there is enough known about the research we fund or the wider research context, I think there's an absolutely... there's a really strong interest in what Hope Research provides for the future for the diabetes community.
And if people are donating, what difference does that donation make? How can they feel that what they give makes that difference?
Makes a difference. Well, we exist on voluntary income. And we have a mix of donors who have very different motivations for supporting the charity. Some will be managing diabetes on a daily basis, and their real interest is in the information and support that we can offer through programmes such as our Diabetes Wellness Days. So they come along to those events and they really feel that there's a benefit in refreshing knowledge every year and meeting people sharing similar experiences, benefiting from the healthcare professionals that come along and talk. And I think they understand that whilst we always endeavour to provide those events for as little cost in terms of a registration fee as possible, I think they absolutely recognise that one way in which their support, their financial support of DRWF makes a difference is in providing that level of ongoing support and education to people with diabetes. I think there's a real benefit that comes out of that style of activity. I think it's a little harder to demonstrate real impact from medical research funding that shows that there's a clinical benefit to people with diabetes in the fastest time frame. That's what we strive for. And a really great example of how the donations that people have made to us in past years is our support of the islet transplant programme in Oxford and the difference that islet transplants make to the lives of somebody living with very, very challenging type 1 diabetes. All of that information is available on our website. So there is a lot of information going out that aims to demonstrate the impact that donations have for us. But we exist on voluntary income, and you know that's a very challenging position to be in. And what's hugely important to us is demonstrating that we spend those monies wisely, and we really do have an impact.
And even things like leaving a legacy in a will make such a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And legacy fundraising or legacy notes of intent they provide that sort of bedrock foundation. They tend to be much higher bequests where people really do want to leave a legacy of hope for future generations.
Hello everyone. Linwood here, day 55. Still don't have an immune system. Anyway, thank you for all your prayers, your cares, your good vibrations, and thank you again for all that you have done, and I'm always watching. Over and out.
I will always remember his endless kindness, his smile, and the belief that he wanted the world to be a better place. And if he could do anything for anyone to make the world a better place, he was going to be there to actually do that. He wanted the world to be so much better than it was.
Leda Newman, closing this special tribute to her husband, Linwood. You're listening to Living with Diabetes, a regular podcast from DRWF. As well as this podcast, we also have a video where you can see the discussions we had about Linwood and his wonderful work for the charity. And picking up on our earlier conversation about research, we're going to be releasing a short series of podcasts throwing the spotlight on some of the diverse research projects being supported by DRWF. I'm pleased to say that DRWF is planning its next in-person Diabetes Wellness Day. The Diabetes Day Midlands in Kenilworth on Saturday the 24th of September, followed by the North in Hartlepool on the 26th of November. To keep up to date with the latest event programme, news and information, or to discover how you can continue to support DRWF, please visit the website at drwf.org.uk. This is Claire Levy from Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. Our thanks to Leda Newman and members of the DRWF team for talking to us, and also to you for listening. I'm looking forward to joining you again in our next edition of Living with Diabetes.
Living with Diabetes is a Blue Aurora Media production for DRWF. Copyright 2022. Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. All rights reserved.